This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. As the virus pandemic rages, President Joe Biden has ordered government health insurance markets to reopen for a special sign-up window. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says he's simply undoing the damage done by his predecessor, who had refused to direct the healthcare.gov insurance markets to take new applications from uninsured Americans for subsidized benefits.
There's nothing new that we're doing here other than restoring the Affordable Care Act and restoring the Medicaid to the way it was before Trump became president.
Under the executive order, the three-month enrollment period will open next month. The president signed another order reversing a policy that bars taxpayer funding for international healthcare nonprofits that promote or provide abortions. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A new coronavirus variant identified in South Africa has been found in the United States for the first time, with two cases diagnosed in South Carolina. State health officials said Thursday the two cases were discovered in adults in different regions of the state that do not appear to be connected. Neither of the people infected has traveled recently, according to the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control. Dr. Krutika Kupali, an infectious disease physician at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, said that is frightening because it means there could be more undetected cases within the state. On Wall Street, stocks rebounded from Wednesday's loss, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 0.99%, the S&P rose by 0.98%, the NASDAQ added 0.5%. This is VOA News. A Russian court on Thursday rejected opposition leader Alexei Navalny's appeal against his arrest. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Thursday, a court ordered that Navalny remain behind bars, rejecting the appeal against his detention. More mass protests by his supporters may hit this weekend, demanding his release. Truth is on our side, he's telling the court via video link. We are the majority, and we won't allow a bunch of villains to impose their rules on our country. Polls suggest Putin dwarfs Navalny in popularity. Navalny was originally arrested on alleged parole violations when he returned to Russia after recovering from the poisoning attempt on his life, and has faced many legal cases against him, including embezzlement, which he says are trumped-up charges to silence him.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. The World Health Organization team in Wuhan, China, to investigate the origins of COVID-19 has finished its obligatory quarantine to start a fact-finding mission, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The researchers emerged from their hotel to board a bus taking them to another hotel. There's a lot of political tension surrounding the WHO mission as China seeks to avoid blame for alleged missteps in its early response to the outbreak. Many are waiting to see who China will allow them to talk to and where they will be allowed to go. Among the places they might visit are the Huanan Seafood Market, which was linked to many of the first cases, as well as research institutes and hospitals that treated patients at the height of the outbreak. I'm Karen Chamas.
The government's latest figures show the grip of the coronavirus pandemic squeezed the U.S. economy into contraction last year. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
It was the worst economic freeze since 1946, the end of World War II. The Commerce Department estimates the nation's gross domestic product shrank by 3.5% in a year that saw drastic swings with the arrival of COVID-19. Virus lockdowns threw the economy into a record-shattering annual plunge of 33.4% in the second quarter, only to be followed by a record third-quarter surge of the same size. But that rebound was not sustained, as growth slowed sharply from October through December to a 4% annual rate. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Lebanese security forces fired volleys of tear gas at rock-throwing youth in the northern city of Tripoli on Thursday, amid outrage over the death of a 30-year-old protester after violent confrontations with security forces the previous day. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.